Are you looking at purchasing a home and today's real estate market? If you are, it's important to have a checklist, not just a normal checklist you might be thinking about, but I just want to mention a few things you want to have on your list and have ready to go before you get out in the market. Target and objective, target price and payment objective. What is your target price and what more importantly or as important is your payment objective? Where you want to keep your monthly payment on a monthly basis? And then you need to ask yourself if those match. You have to be real with your expectations and know the numbers before you get out into the market. Next, really know your numbers. Know your per 10,000 purchase price, increase or decrease, because a lot of consumers may not know what that calculation results to. And it's going to be important when you get out in the market to get the home that you want, maybe to get into the market versus not getting into the market, get into the neighborhood or the school district you want for your children. If you're looking at a 20% down payment, every $10,000 in purchase price is $45 a month in the mortgage payment. If you're doing a lower down payment, maybe a 5% down, it goes up to maybe around $55 per $10,000 in a payment. So you can see it's a small difference or an increase in your payment for an additional $10,000 in purchase price, which again can make or break you getting into the market or the area that you want to purchase in. So knowing your numbers is really important before you start your search. Now, taxes. How are the property taxes compared to other areas? Most people don't realize that property taxes are only 40 to 50% based on the assessment value of your home. The remaining portion is based on levies voted for schools and parks. So when you get in your home, it's important to make sure that you open those levies and know what you're voting for to see how it's going to affect your property taxes. Now, transportation, if that's important to you, how is your commute into work? Make the drive during normal business hours before purchasing your home to make sure that it's a good commute for you and that you're okay with that commute that you might have to get the home in the price range that you want to be in. Public transportation, is that important to you? If so, is it close and convenient for you? Do your research to see what's coming up and coming up on the horizon for transportation, because there's a lot of exciting things taking place. So maybe some great things when it comes to transportation is heading in the area that you're going to be looking at. Next, neighborhood character. Talk with the neighbors. Find out what's happening in your neighborhood. How is the appearance of your neighbor's homes and their yard? How many homes in the neighborhood are rentals? Are the streets busy or quiet? Does your home get enough sun? So these are all important things to know and embrace before making that final purchase. Education. So a school district is important to you. Doing your research, obviously, on the school district and what that has to offer for your children. Walk score. I know that's a lot of important. That's important for a lot of people. I live in Newcastle, so obviously walk score was not important for me. But shopping in restaurants, is it convenient for you to be able to walk? That's what your walk score is. If important to you, health facilities, recreational facilities, entertainment, religion, all things to look at, utilities and public services, natural gas, power lines, underground or exposed, is there multiple water or well, public sewer system or septic, what's the water quality and the water pressure, how is the street lighting, or all things that you might want to look into. Now, most important or as important the things that I have brought up here is a must list and a wish list. Be prepared up front to know what you must have in your home and what you wish to have. You most likely will find yourself giving up some things to get into the market, and know up front what you're willing to let go and what you're not willing to let go to get into home ownership. There's my money chat for you today. Coming up next on the Money Hour, if you are thinking about the possibility of getting into investment in real estate with a group of people, how can you minimize risk and maximize profit? We'll have Keoki McCarthy, designated broker and owner of Real Living Northwest Realtors, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.